Keeping you up to date with news from the hospitals, here's Hospital Watch, here on Radio Way.
Joining me, Andy Brown, here in the Radio Way studios today is Emily Malins from the Ashford and St Peter's Hospital NHS Foundation Trust. Welcome to Radio Way, Emily.
Hi, Andy.
Now, please share with our listeners what your role is here at the two hospitals.
Okay, I am the Arts and Design Manager for Healing Arts. And Healing Arts is our arts programme for both St Peter's Hospital and Ashford and also Woking Community Hospital.
And you recently joined the Trust, so what is your background in this particular field?
Okay, so my background is arts and health. I've been working in this field for 16 years. I'm incredibly passionate about the role arts can play in hospital environments.
So how important is healing arts to the patients and to the staff?
I think it's incredibly important and can play a really vital role in both patient and staff well-being. I think when we talk about arts in a healthcare environment, we're talking about what we can do to make the hospital or be a more welcoming and less clinical environment, how we can use arts to alleviate boredom, reduce anxiety, and overall just increase well-being.
Let's delve a little bit more into the healing arts, because it has been going for about a year now here at the Trust. There are three elements to the programme: architecture, visual arts, and then music and the performing arts. So architecture first, what does that actually involve?
The architecture strand is allowing healing arts to come in and enhance certain areas of the hospital through art and interior design.
And so one of the projects that we covered quite recently here on Radio Way was the Eternal Garden, which has taken place. So just let's remind our listeners what that's about.
Oh, that's a fantastic project. So we have recently renovated one of the outdoor spaces and turned it into the Eternal Garden, which is primarily used for palliative patients. It's a beautiful, calming space. Both it has an outside space and a room within the garden that patients can go to spend time with their relatives. Staff can take patients down to the space and have what can be difficult conversations, but in a very serene environment. The whole space was funded by the Friends of the Hospital, and we're incredibly grateful to them for making that space happen. But also I'd like to say that the garden can be used by other departments as well as the palliative ward. It's really for any patients that are going through a difficult situation, might have just been told some very bad news. It's a space that can be used for patients to spend time with their loved ones, but it also can be used by staff who, like I said, need to have those difficult conversations with patients. They can use that space.
Okay. Apart from the Eternal Garden, what other projects are on the horizon for the architectural area?
Okay, so our main project at the moment is our Making Wards Healing Perfect programme. We're looking at enhancing two patient areas. One is the Bradley unit over at Woking Hospital, and we are working with the staff there to enhance their day room and some of the other public areas of the unit. And we're also working with the Aspen ward at St Peter's, again looking at refurbing their day room and also updating some of their bay area for their rehab patients.
Now, the next element is visual arts. What does that contain?
For the visual arts strand, it's really about how we can use visual arts to enhance the environment and engage patients. So we'll be looking at either loaning or purchasing artwork with a strong focus of working with local artists and the local community. Potentially we might be looking at exhibition spaces around the hospital where we can display local artists' artwork or artwork from schools.
And one of the recent things that has appeared in the main reception here at St Peter's is the Moments in Care exhibition.
Yeah, which is a fantastic exhibition of photographs taken during lockdown, of how staff adapted and came together to run services from the hospitals. We've got a changing display system up in the main reception of St. Peter's Hospital, and those photographs are also available to view online through the Trust's website, and they'll also be updated over the next 6 months.
Okay, and then the final element, or the final strand, is music and the performing arts. So I guess that's a big part of the Healing Arts programme.
Absolutely. Music is, as you know, really important. We're looking at launching a music programme this coming autumn, where we'll be hosting a number of public performances in key public areas around the Trust, but mainly in the foyer space of St. Peter's Hospital, where we will be having a grand piano installed in the space for concerts by local community members, talented staff, local schools. So it's a fantastic opportunity. And at the moment, we are busy trying to go out there and find as many volunteers, eager volunteers, to help us pull that programme together. We're also looking at bringing live music into ward areas and clinical areas, and we're working with a fantastic charity called Music in Hospitals to bring professional musicians into some key wards and departments across the Trust.
In terms of teamwork to get these initiatives started and progressing, what are the groups that are involved here at the Trust?
So we have a arts steering group and an arts working group, and they really are integral to making things happen for Healing Arts. They not only help us shape what the programme will be, but they also help us spread the word and get the different strands out there and bring project ideas to the table. The programme wouldn't be anything without staff and patient input, and I think it's important to highlight the fact that we have three strands to the arts programme, but what underpin all of those three strands is participation and engagement.
And one question that probably will come up is this programme, how's it being funded?
So the Healing Arts programme is entirely funded by the hospital's charity, and we potentially will be going out and seeking additional funding from other organisations in the future. And obviously we've had very kind contributions from the Friends. So
here at St. Peter's, yeah, that's
yes.
Right. Radio Way, as you know, is the hospital health and wellbeing radio station here. Music, as you say, is such an important element. So yourself, Emily, final question. What type of music do you like to listen to?
Well, I like to listen to music that makes me happy. So I'm a bit of a funk and soul girl. I love Aretha Franklin and James Brown and tunes that I can put on and dance around the table to.
And that's your little time of your own little piece of mindfulness,
is it? It helps my well-being, absolutely.
Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you, Emily, for taking the time to join us here at our studios. We look forward to having more updates and interviews with you as the various elements progress. And once again, thank you.
Thanks.
Caring for you. Radio Wave.